At a young age and was never given a name. People simply called me Nameless. With no family, I devoted myself to the sword and spent 10 years perfecting my swordsmanship. Now, the king himself has summoned me to court, for what I have accomplished has astonished the kingdom.
To bring the warrior here.
Sky, snow, and broken sword. For 10 years, these three assassins from Zao have tried to take the life our beloved Majesty, keeping him from sleeping a single night. Today, we learn the Nameless Warrior has vanquished these three assassins, so that now our king can once again sleep without fear!
Long live his Majesty! Long live his Majesty! Long live his Majesty!
Majesty's command! Disarm the warrior!
When you enter the palace, you will remain 100 paces from the throne, or you will be killed without question. Please do not forget.
For 10 years, no one has approached within 100 paces of this throne. Do you know why?
Because assassins were everywhere.
That is correct. I have dressed in armor for the last 10 years. We owe you a great debt for destroying this evil. Now, take your reward.
I ask nothing, Your Majesty.
According to our law, you must be rewarded.
Sky's spear of silver has wounded hundreds of brave Qin warriors.
Announce my edict!
The proclamation!
of His Majesty states that whoever kills the assassin Sky will receive 1,000 gold coins and authority over 1,000 households. Advance within 20 paces and drink with His Majesty.
According to my informants, you are a citizen of Qin.
Your humble nameless servant, Prefect of Lanmang.
A mere prefect, with authority over no more than 10 square miles. That is the lowest rank of office in our kingdom. How were you able to overcome the 3 deadly assassins from Zhao?
One at a time.
Tell me, Prefect.
Your Majesty, Broken Sword and Snow were lovers.
I know that.
Yet for 3 years, they have not exchanged a word.
Not a single word? Why?
Because Snow gave her love to Sky one night. Broken Sword took this to heart.
Why wasn't this information given to me?
Uncovering their secret was quite complex. Causing strife between the lovers meant killing Sky.
Your device is one that I understand.
You are wise, my lord.
Then how did you defeat him?
The sword. In Lanmang, it is my duty to arrest criminals. On the 5th day of June, I heard that Sky was visiting a chess house. I found out that he loved chess and music, and that he was a frequent visitor.
Qin Court elite soldiers.
As you see, you are under arrest. You have no chance. Reveal your weapon and surrender.
What does the local authority want here?
You are in my district.
So?
You are a wanted criminal. I am here to arrest you.
Thank you.
Kind sir, would you please play again for us? Martial arts and music share the same principles. Both wrestle with complex harmony and elusive melody. We stood facing each other. For a long time, neither of us made a move, while our battle unfolded in the depths of our minds.
Swift. I pride myself in knowing every corner of our land. Yet I was unaware that within the small district of Lan Meng, there lies a talent such as yours. Broken Sword. Flying Snow.
By edict of His Majesty, Broken Sword and Flying Snow have always worked together. He who eliminates either is awarded 10,000 pieces of gold and authority over 5,000 households. Advance 10 paces and drink with His Majesty.
Broken Sword and Snow attacked us 3 years ago. 3,000 soldiers could not repel them. Since then, I have emptied this great chamber so that there can be no place to hide. You say that your sword is quicker than theirs?
My lord, no.
Then how did you conquer them?
I disguise myself as a citizen of Zhao, and went searching for them in their kingdom. It was rumored that they were hiding in a small calligraphy school. I arrived just as Your Majesty's troops approached. People fled in terror. Only the students and their master remained.
Why have you come at such a time? Who are you?
I am from Zhao. My father's last wish was a scroll from your school. I am here to acquire one from you.
Our school is in its final days, sir. So, whose artistry you seek?
Master Broken Sword's. Broken Sword's power was immediately apparent to me. It was said that his martial arts skills were rooted in his calligraphy. In order to discover the swordsman, I had to first study the artist.
What symbol do you seek?
Sword.
My honored guest is fond of swords.
I am merely fulfilling my father's last wish.
What size?
8 feet.
That will require the red ink.
Master has requested to use some of your red ink. Master wishes to borrow some red ink from the mistress. Has the mistress heard me? He requests the use of your red ink.
Tell him I'm waiting for him to ask me himself.
Your student respectfully requests some red ink.
Broken Sword had not even started on the scroll when Your Majesty's troops arrived at the city gates. Army has never lost a war because they never underestimate their enemy. Their tactics are brilliant, and their archers are without equal. Wherever they venture, their reputation precedes them.
Yeah.
Remember, scholars, the arrows of Qing are strong. They may completely demolish our whole world, but they can never extinguish our written word. So today, you will all learn the true essence of our secret art.
Scholars did not move?
No, they have great inner strength.
You ask for sword. Why this character?
There are usually 19 ways to draw this character. What I requested was for Broken Sword to use the 20th variation. The calligrapher and the swordsman share one spirit. The 20th sword variation would reveal to me all his secrets.
19 variations on one symbol. No wonder people can't seem to communicate. Once I have conquered the six kingdoms and suppressed all other rebellions, I will put an end to the chaos that is keeping this land so divided. A single language will keep us united, huh?
You will conquer more than the neighboring kingdoms?
I will go well beyond them. I intend to create a dynasty that reaches and extends to all corners of the land.
Retire.
Qin archers are deadly. It will not be easy to resist them on your own.
Thank you.
You were quite brilliant.
Mistress Snow is far superior.
You haven't come here to commission a scroll. Have you?
I will need to show you something, honored mistress. Please meet me in the library at midnight. How exquisite.
Like a sword fighting.
You had no opportunity to see it.
Without it, my work dies.
I have something to show you. Please meet me in the library at midnight. While 100,000 Jin troops prepared for the next attack, I spent the night contemplating the scroll, hoping to discover the secret behind Broken Sword's skills.
You say this calligraphy reveals a mystery of swordsmanship, but I cannot see anything unusual here.
The brush and the sword are intrinsically connected. Their mystery is only revealed to those who can perceive their connection.
Are you saying you can?
Not entirely, no.
Then tell me, how could you challenge them?
Sky died by your sword, then.
He did.
Who are you? Why are you here?
I am a citizen of Jin. I have a message from Sky.
Go on.
Sky lived without any duties or burdens. Only one woman ever touched his heart.
She is?
Flying Snow. He said that Snow would avenge his untimely death. If you agree to the challenge, meet me at the Jin Army Camp tomorrow.
Leave now. Go on.
was that you saw us? Well, I wanted you to see us. You are no longer in my heart.
We are both so foolish.
I will not fight with you. Go.
You will die for killing Master!
I'll assist you.
Thank you.
What's so amusing?
It was so foolish what you did.
When we fought, I could see that my plan had worked. She was emotional and unable to focus. I defeated her easily.
Broken Sword and Flying Snow. Were they really that emotionally delicate? Your strategy relied on starting discord between them.
It did.
And it depended entirely on baking Snow into a jealous woman.
Yes.
Your story sounds convincing. Although I think you have misjudged one person here.
Who's that?
Your king. I will tell you my impression of Broken Sword and Flying Snow. 3 years ago, I fought a battle with the two of them. They were outstanding and honorable, not the narrow-minded idiots you are describing. I know Snow and Sky's affair is a lie. Snow killing Broken Sword is a lie. Your entire story was just a lie. Although, one thing was true, Sky knew one of the players in this game.
Which one?
You. I suspect that you and Sky were working together. There's an explanation for Sky losing to you.
And what is it?
It was deliberate. As part of your plan to assassinate me, the two of you staged a fight using my guards as witnesses. Setting this trap was not difficult. The hard part was convincing Sky to place his life in your hands. Your sword may be swift, but not swift enough to defeat a master such as Sky. Yet he willingly fell under your blade. What courage! What gallantry! So, Sky became your first accomplice. He had seen only failure in his attempts to assassinate me. And yet Sky placed all of his expectations on you. Why? Unless in order to kill me, you had spent years refining a unique skill, a maneuver that could not be countered. Once you defeated Sky, you knew you would be allowed to approach within 20 paces of my throne. If your technique required that you be within 10 in order to be effective, well then, you would need one other ally who would help you to advance the next 10 steps. I believe that even though Broken Sword and Snow had never met Sky, they understood at once why he had agreed to your plan.
How far is it to the shells from here?
10 paces.
Good. That is perfect. I need only one of you to help me. Please decide between you. Tomorrow, at the Qin camp.
Isolde Swift.
Yes.
His skill convinced Skye to risk losing his life.
To take that of the king. We must go.
To go is to die.
Together then.
You are a step ahead of me.
It might be too deep a wound.
You should have let me go.
I want you to go on living.
With you gone, what is the point?
It's what I want. Can I have your promise? Say it. Moon will take care of you. I must go now.
Journeyed from the lands of Lan Meng, tracking down this assassin in order to kill her.
This woman is a dangerous criminal. I have orders to take her to the king.
I do not wish to contradict the king, but this woman and I have a prior agreement to fight each other. If I fail, she will be yours. I ask your permission.
Unsheathe your sword.
I suspect you had a battle with Broken Sword as well. You had killed his love. He was bound by honor to challenge you. Just as you and Sky fought in your minds, this time you and Broken Sword would fight with your hearts. But your hearts were not in the battle. You did not want to harm one another, but were content to go through the motions.
Thank you.
said to give you his sword.
Why has he done this?
In life and death, he and Snow are together, and their weapons must be as well. He wanted you to use it to assassinate the king.
Broken Sword and Snow all gave themselves in different ways in order that you could come within 10 paces. All three were willing to entrust their lives to you. Surely one can ask no more of a friend. That is why you are the most dangerous assassin of them all.
How did your highness determine this?
I was warned by 100 candles. They can sense your treachery. Your accomplices and you were willing to die for your cause, but I am not.
You were able to see through our plan.
Yes, only too late to stop it. I've allowed you close enough to achieve your aim. Who are you? A man of Qin would not try to kill his king.
I come from Zhao. Qin soldiers murdered my whole family. I was orphaned, brought to Qin and raised here. 10 years ago, I made the choice to kill you.
A man loyal to Zhao. Your reasons become clear. Your lethal technique, have you perfected it?
Within a short distance, death is certain.
How short?
Just 10 paces.
10 paces? How precise. Without defenders close enough to stop this maneuver of yours, it would certainly seem. I will not elude death today. Yet you hesitate to do it.
Your Highness sees quite a lot. Yet, you have underestimated one assassin.
Who?
The artist. Broken Sword. It was imperative that I prove to them that my sword was not only swift, but perfectly accurate. The sword is so accurate that it can enter the body without touching vital organs. The wound will not be deadly, though it will look deep. I request that one of you take such a blow from me. In order to kill the king, we will need to deceive him.
You are asking Snow and I to trust you. How is Sky now?
He has recovered.
He certainly had confidence in your skill.
If I have to fight my way in to kill the king, I will fail.
The gods are worthless as protectors. We should have killed the king 3 years ago.
How? What happened?
I couldn't finish it. The king must not die.
Broken Sword said that?
Yes.
Why?
I asked the same question.
And what did he say?
He would not explain that day. Out of all three of the assassins, only Broken Sword could truly equal my technique. So, the next words he said to us caused the most concern.
The king will not die, because as long as I live, I will stop you from killing him.
I will help you. 3 years ago, we wasted our chance. Now, we will succeed. I will meet you at daylight then. My one request. Fight him with me.
Master! What are you waiting for?
I had agreed to help Snow, but it did not seem honorable to attack Broken Sword. I found myself unable to make a move. Although we both knew that if he were left unchecked, our plan would have no chance of success.
I was certain you would do this.
This way you cannot stop me.
I will stop you. Wounded or not.
Then you must die. My sword may have cut too deeply.
Your medicine will take care of the wound in just one day.
Have you treated him?
I saw to his healing personally.
After the duel, please follow the soldiers to the Qin court.
As you wish.
Witness the assassination. If he does succeed, wave the red flag. If not, yellow.
If you should die, then what purpose would it serve?
So that in death I can look down and smile.
is Snow? She is recovering.
So you plan to go ahead?
Are you here to try to stop me then?
If it's necessary.
Do you know I am from Zhao?
So are we.
Is Jin one of our enemies?
Yes.
And they vowed to destroy us?
Yes.
And you insist that you are really a man of Zhao?
Snow once asked that question of me. I was without any home when I first saw her. She was the daughter of the great general Zhao Jin, who died during a battle against Qin. Snow inherited his sword. She vowed to avenge her father's death. I wanted to help her. The brush and the sword share the same source and principles, so we practice calligraphy every day with the hope that it would refine our skills and increase our power. Snow knew that I had been rootless since childhood, living nowhere and everywhere. She often said to me, once we had succeeded in killing the king, she would take me back to her home. She said no swords existed there, and no swordsmen. There, we would only be a man and a woman. The truth of calligraphy has to be intuitively grasped. It is the same with swordsmanship. Both seek to return to a state of simplicity. Gradually, I began to understand. 3 years ago, I reached the peak of my training. Snow felt it was time to attempt the assassination. Together, we stormed the palace.
Thank you.
Snow asked me why I did not go through with our plan. I told her the King of Jin must not be killed. This was something I had come to realize through studying calligraphy. Because I spared the king, Snow turned her back on me. Will you reconsider?
No.
Then you're motivated only by hatred.
Completely. For 10 years, I prepared without any rest.
What can deter you?
Only death will.
That is all?
Yes.
Then, I give you 2 words. These words reflect what is in my heart. Won't you reconsider? Mourn. Bring my sword to the nameless hero. Just as Snow and I will always be together, so shall our swords.
Servant requests that you listen to these words. I have served my master since I was 8 years old, learning the art of swords and how to live with honor. Broken sword is never wrong. The 2 words must be important. Master Nameless, consider them carefully.
Our land.
Our land?
As long as the wars continued here, many would die, while only you could end the killing and unite us. He hoped that for the sake of the greater good, I would finally see things his way. He also said that one person's pain is as nothing when compared to the suffering of all. The war between our kingdoms is as nothing if ending it leads to peace for all.
But who would have thought that only an assassin could truly understand the king's heart? I have endured endless questions and criticisms, assassination attempts, though no one has understood. Even those in my own court. Consider their king an oppressor. Yet Broken Sword, an assassin, a man I barely knew, was able to see what was in my heart. To see it so clearly. I'd like to ask you, with no sword, how do you intend to kill me?
With yours.
For 10 years, the sword has been by my side in battle. To have been understood by a man like Broken Sword allows me to face death without fear or regret. Let the good of our country guide your decision. Just realized that Broken Sword Scroll contains no secrets of swordsmanship. What it reveals is as high as ideal. In the first stage, man and sword become interchangeable. Here, even the blade of grass can be used as a lethal weapon. In the next stage, the sword resides not in the hand, but in the heart. Even without a weapon, the warrior can slay his enemy from 100 paces. But the ultimate ideal is when the sword disappears altogether. The warrior embraces all that is around him. The desire to kill is gone. Only peace remains.
Majesty, my task is completed now. My decision will cause the deaths of many, and your majesty will live on. A dead man begs you to remember. A warrior's ultimate act is to lay down his sword.
Came within 10 steps. There was no chance of him failing. There is only one reason. He must have given up willingly. Just what did you say to him?
I wrote 2 words.
Which words?
Our land.
That's all that's in your heart?
And you.
I don't believe it.
How can I show you?
Your sword. You betrayed us all and Zhao. But now you will draw your sword.
When we first met, you said to draw my sword. But the sword is not the answer.
What you see is my answer. Why didn't you block my sword?
So that you'd believe. I've always wanted to go home with you. That will not happen. Take care, my love.
Why didn't you protect yourself? Why didn't you block it?
Ah!
You don't have to struggle anymore. I'm taking you home now, where there are no borders.
Thank you. Oh.